Okay.
So today is the 24th of Nisan, the 9th of April. It is Chag HaPesach. I shouldn't say behind us, only behind us in the sense of propelling us forward toward the Chag HaShavuos, counting the Omer. It's the 9th day of Sfiras Omer, which is 1 week and 2 days.
This year, because my mentor told me, the same as English and Hebrew.
What?
Today's April 9th, it's the 9th day of the Omer.
Oh, that's helpful.
Cool, isn't that helpful? It's a remember.
See that? Very good.
Is that good?
It's the simple things.
Yeah. It's the trouble with Shabbos.
Very good.
Today
and a riddle to open up the mind. Today is the last of the days of the Omer. How so?
What?
Today is the last of the days of the Omer.
No.
No, tomorrow is. Tomorrow is. Tonight's the last of the days of the Omer. Why? Because up to 10, you say Yamin. After that, you say Acharas Hayom. Okay. Here we go, we're on the bottom of page Nun Hey. We're in the Olam HaKavod in the Sefer Olam HaMidas by Rav Moshe Don Kestenbaum. Bottom of page Nun Hey. Shelo levorop in HaKavod Mako Mitzvah. Not to flee from Kavod, an instance of Mitzvah. We've just been talking about how a person should not be pursuing Kavod. Seeking honor and acclaim from people is false and a negative thing. But a caveat. Onam al yita adam levorop in HaKavod Mako Mitzvah. A person, however, should not make the mistake of running away from kavod in an instance of mitzvah, like to speak publicly where he can be sharing Torah or inspiration, or to make a chasen and kala happy. He's too humble. Why should I be the one in the middle, or whatever it is? A person should not withhold chesed from his friend just because he's working on fixing his own personal midos. Person should celebrate completions of Torah, even though there's publicity in that. Because by so doing, he strengthens others to learn. And all the like. A person might see. The irony is, the rest of the time, he's not so careful about not getting kavod. But then particularly when it comes to a mitzvah, he thinks, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. It's bad for my humility. It's the Yetzirah talking. Halavai, just in instances where it's not mitzvah that we would run away from it, and that's enough. As long as we eschew kavod when it's not for mitzvah purpose, we needn't worry about the honor we receive for mitzvahs, because it's really for the mitzvah, it's not for us. Vagam shirotzim ha-kavod, even if we actually want the kavod, it feels good. People think I'm great because I did such and such. Mikom lakom kevin she'ein ze ikar kavon aseinu inkan shum chshah. Since it's not our main intent, there's no problem. Vafilam osim mishum ha-kavod, even if we're really doing it for the kavod. Harei amru chazal mitoch shala lishma balishma. Chazal say, from doing it for the wrong reason comes to the right reason. However, even in an instance of mitzvah, if someone else can do it and there's no benefit in having me do it, so then I shouldn't be running to be the one doing it. Every person has to measure this for himself. Then vader roy l'mano
b'gemara. We could go back to that.
Yeah.
A statement again. Why
wouldn't
you want to do it?
What he's saying is, if it's something where I'm uniquely suited to bring about a Dvar Mitzvah, I'll do it in a better way, the job will get done. And even though there's some publicity, there may be some COVID aspects to it, but you should do it. But if I don't really add anything, someone else will do just as good a job. I'm not needed.
Can you give an example?
Wait, so you're saying so that's when COVID would be involved?
Yeah.
If you're not, so right. You shouldn't.
But isn't it like the alternative, like realizing that it's not really you, it's Hashem working through you? Then you get rid of the kavod.
Right, but if it's a case where there is the nisayon of kavod, it's an honorable position. It's an honorable role to play. So where a person says, yeah, there is that yetzahara here, but the job is very important, and if I don't do it, it won't be done properly. It won't be a chesed. I'm going to be the one to speak at this simcha, or I'm going to be the one, you know. So it's a position of honor, but it's important. But if a person can say to himself, I don't really have anything to add, it'll be done equally well. The other person is ready, willing, and able to do it. And my doing it, it's not going to add anything, and it is a kavod nisayon for me, so better to step back. which is exactly the Gemara he ends with here. V'chol mavur b'gemara, the Gemara brachas in the last parak there. Ba'asar delis gever tamon heve gever. Asar in Aramaic, or asra, is a place, right? We see in Kaddish, ba'asra hadain v'divachol asar v'asar. In this place, or in every place.
Oh.
In Israel they say ba'asra kadisha hadain, in this holy place. So aleph tuf reish is place. In fact, there's an expression, if you answer al-asar, it means on the spot. Al-atar. So this is Aramaic, ba'asar delis gever tamon, in a place where there is no man there, heve gever, be the man. So Abaye makes a statement. Amar Abaye shma mina, we learn from this, ba'asar deis gever tamon, lo teve gever. So we can infer from this, in a place where there is someone there, don't be the man. Asks the Gemara, pshita, what did Abaye add? First the Gemara said, and where there's no one, step up and be the person. And Abaye says, I only infer from this, so when there is someone, don't be. So the Gemara says, pshita, what's Abaye? You know, he's stating the obvious. Lo nitzrucha el b'shishneim shavah. Now his statement was needed, because what he's trying to tell you is, if there is someone there, even if you're equal, I can do it and he can do it. Okay, but if I can get away without having the kavod nisayon, I'm not really needed, I don't add anything. I could be the one to do it, but it can be done equally well without me. And it's an issue of kavod, so let someone else do it.
So you're saying not to do it if you're having a trouble with your kavod, if you're possibly doing it because of the kavod.
Yeah.
And somebody else can do it equally, then you step aside.
Right, that's exactly right.
You don't put yourself in danger.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right, it's not necessary. That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. And things like that do come up in life. Now, moving on, Yisod Taivas HaKavod. The foundation of the desire for honor. Every Yitzhar we have to analyze what causes it. How do we understand it? V'leinu lisbon en ma'u mekara v'sharsha shal taivas hakavod. It's upon us and cometh upon us to contemplate what is the source and the root of the desire for honor. V'nira sheyesod ha'taivu l'hargish chashivas atzmi. The foundation of the desire seems to be he wants to feel independent importance, or I should say maybe personal importance. Sharei adam choshev shemasha acher mechabdem oso, because a person could come to think that the fact that others honor him, zehu meid shu adam choshev, that means he's important. V'kulonu be'emes rotzim utzrichim l'hargish chashivus, and we all in truth need, want and need to feel some importance. But it's a big mistake to think that our importance is dependent on the kavod that others give. Therein lies the whole problem. Every person is important, but not the barometer is not how much others honor you. A person who falls into this trap, he's standing in a dangerous position from both sides. He means from both eventualities, from both possibilities. If people don't give him kavod, harvei a lot of kavod, harvei margish eino choshev. What are the two possibilities in life? They don't give him a lot of kavod, they do give him a lot of kavod. He's saying either way, it's not going to be good. If they don't, he feels he's not important. He feels low self-esteem. V'afilu hu b'emes adam me'ula. Even if he's an elevated person, sh'amal b'torah mitzvos, who worked hard in torah mitzvos, Margish pechisus nafsho, he feels a lowliness of his soul. V'garim lo lipol ba'atzvus v'yish, causes him to fall into sadness and despondence. V'ze mafriya l'aliyasu b'avodas Hashem, which disturbs, inhibits his elevation in the service of Hashem.
Rabbi Steinberg, but doesn't your kavod come from within your own self of dignity?
Right, that's what he's saying it should be. Right, right. The problem becomes when a person can't feel that, and he or she looks only feels kavod when other people give it to him artificially. So he develops a dependence on other people's esteem. You're right, it's the wrong place. It's the wrong source of kavod. V'emu b'matzav sh'acher machalkim lo kavod harbin. If he's in a circumstance where people do give him a lot of kavod, harehu yoser b'sakana gadol. That's worse. He's in a bigger danger. Shemagish shebevada hu adam gadol. He feels that he's definitely a great person. Shariyom dumafana v'machabdim oso v'chulu. People give him all kinds of honor. V'malim ayin meches ronosav. And he ignores his shortcomings. V'nimtza shela olam lo yisakin atzma. If I define myself by the honor people give me, people giving me a lot of honor, so I'm great. Instead of taking an honest look at myself, I measure myself by what others do.
So that's, I think it's exactly what Henya said. Like, it depends whether, you know, whether you're covet is coming from inside. Like, in other words, if you're depending on outside things for your honor, then that's a problem.
Right. But if you think about youth who are very, you know, like the herd mentality, the people, they need everybody else to think that they're, this is exactly the point we try to teach our children. Don't define yourself by what others think of you or others say about you. You have to have an inner sense. A person who really doesn't have self-esteem is very vulnerable.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Like a person that has low self-esteem, it's a big problem for him.
Yeah,
that's
I'm worthless unless they find me funny. I'm worthless unless I'm daring and they find me cool. You know, look, we see this with young people a lot, but it's relevant to adults too. A person really has to have an inner sense of what I should be doing and what makes me have self-worth, and it's not defined by what others think. I mean, I always go back to that part from the Altar of Kelm, Simchazisel Ziv, on the Pasuk in Mishle. It says, Tachanunim Yadabe Rosh V'Asher Yana Azus. The poor man speaks with supplications, and the rich man responds with brazenness. So the simple shot is it's criticizing the rich man. A person who's poor is humble. As soon as he gets rich, why should I give you my money? You know, he's arrogant. That's the simple shot of the Pasuk. He says it's a mistake. It's criticizing both sides. It's criticizing a way of thinking among humanity that your wealth defines you. Right? It's another example of something outside. Instead of your real self-worth, it's your wealth. A person who thinks his wealth defines him. So when he's poor, he will be humble, overly humble. And when he's rich, he'll be overly arrogant. If he realizes your wealth doesn't make you anything, so you can be dirt poor and have high self-esteem, and you can be very, very rich and have regular self-esteem, because that's not what defines me. That's given to me by, you know, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's a lot for me in life, and regardless, it doesn't make who I am. He's saying it's a criticism of people who define their worth by something external, which could be wealth, it could be what people do for me, you know, the honor people give me. So he says on the next page, L'ma adav adoma, what's it like? The Bentor Shalom B'Yeshiva Holoch Mechai Lachal. Again, this sefer is written for people in yeshiva, so a lot of his examples are from that realm, but we can relate them, they're very applicable. Somebody learned in yeshiva, and he really elevated, he went from one level to the next. V'samchu rabosav yodav olav, so his rebbeim gave him smicha, v'nesa rav, v'ir gadol, he became a rabbi in a big city. Ach ein toshavei b'nei Torah, but its inhabitants are not b'nei Torah, they're not learned people. I was learning this with the men. I mentioned in the early years in America, you had people who were gadolei olam, who were in towns where there was hardly anybody who could read a Hebrew word. You know, they had been in Europe in great yeshivas, and Europe was war-torn, and they you know, had to move, and they took a position wherever they could get one, and they literally were gedolei olam, who are kind of unsung gedolim, because they had no followers, they had nobody who really knew them. I mentioned my grandfather, the Talmud of David Leibowitz, and went out to be a rabbi in Washington, D.C. When he first got there was very little there. Later was Silver Spring, and the community has developed a lot since, but one time soon after he got there, he was told to go to a house because they were sitting Shiva Brachas.
Shiva Brachas.
And he went to a house, he didn't know if he was going to a Simcha. they told the people, oh, they're sitting Shiva Brachas there, you should go. So he didn't know what it was. So look what happens, right? So he gives a speech, and everybody stands up for him, and they ask him shailas. The expression barbe rav means like a little school child. They ask him shailas that every little school child has. Harav, kamas van tzarach l'hamten acharach ilus bas. How long do you have to wait after you eat meat? Although it's not so simple, different opinions, but v'chahena v'chahena, and the like. V'la'at la'at, ben Torah zenofel bas madasa v'tshukoso. So this ben Torah, this person who used to work on himself, gradually, he sinks in his, you know, his diligence and his yearning. Shechoshev l'atzva, because he thinks to himself, "Neima ani tzarach l'olmod harani kvar gadol ha'ir." What do I have to learn for? I'm the greatest. V'hameivin yavin, person who's understanding will understand. Shezeh pachat pchadim. This is the sum of all fears. This is extremely frightening. L'misha omid b'matzav shal kavod k'mar avanim mechanchim. Person who's in a situation of being the beneficiary of kavod. And if he only defines himself by, do I know how to answer all the questions of the, you know, the school child is asking me, or the simple person, wherever it might be, then he doesn't push himself to develop. He says along these lines, Chazal said, which, by the way, doesn't really mean, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, doesn't really mean Rabbonus, the rabbinate. A rabbonus means to be a ribon. You should despise being the one in charge. A simple pshat is it means you should be the doer, not the one who's giving orders. But it also has a connotation of you should despise the position of honor. Be the one who does. And that's why Chazal said, be the tail of lions, don't be the head of foxes. If he's the head of the fox, he can fall into the above trap. I'm the top, right? To a certain extent, we're supposed to put ourselves in an environment, and our environment is supposed to make us, right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, in the sixth parak, person is a product of his environment, therefore make sure you surround yourself with good people. The downside of that is a person can start to define himself by his environment. So let's say, in your environment, you're at the top. I'm the most, meticulous in my frumkeit. I'm the most learned. But if I define myself by the people around me, so then I can also become complacent. If I define myself by what I know I should be and I could be, Gadol Yisrael always lived halfway in the world and halfway in outer space. Yearning for Ruach HaKodesh, yearning for our understanding of things that we, that we don't see and that we don't experience. You have to yearn for things beyond. Don't just define myself by in the game that I'm playing. How am I doing? I'm playing a game of basketball, and we're ahead. I'm winning. So if I'm in yeshiva and I'm learning better than the guy next to me, that's it. Good enough. We shouldn't just define ourselves that way. But if he's the tail of the lions, meaning he feels inferior, I'm among people who are mightier than me. Lo yisaver, that word is yisaver, meaning to become blind, like Pekeh Hivrim. Lo yisaver al yidei kavod hasheker. He won't become blinded by the false honor. Umakir, and he'll recognize, shel olam tzorach lis'alos v'leiloch mechayel ochayel. Recognize you always have to elevate yourself and go from one level to the next. We always have to check ourselves. Is it the right way that our goal is to elevate ourselves and to grow in Avodas Hashem? And it's between us and our Creator. It's between me and Hashem. It's not defined by anything else. God made me. I have potential. I'm not living up to it. I should work harder. I have a sense of self-worth for what I am doing, but I know I should be doing more. And that's the extent of it. Or are we really doing it because we want to be held in esteem in the eyes of others? It has to be clear to us. The significance of a person is not dependent on other people's honor. And you should know. Teda in Gemara language means a proof. It doesn't really mean you should know. It means I'll prove it to you. There are a lot of evil people who get tremendous honor. And they're whole and wholesome, righteous people that their value is not recognized by anybody. Now, it's not an absolute. It's not like every tzaddik is a hidden, unknown person. Some do get a lot of respect. Opposite them, there are many tzaddikim that their value is not known to all. You should just know, people don't realize the magnitude of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. I would say even just in the realm of Torah learning, I'm not even talking about tzidkus, which is very hard for us to know. There are acts of tzidkus that go on, righteousness, that who knows, I have no way of knowing. But yeah, sometimes I look at old svarim, and today you can get everything online. Sometimes on HebrewBooks.org, I go look for an old sefer. And by Derech Agav, just by the way looking for that, I stumble across 150 other svarim in a similar genre by the same author. There's so many Gedol Yisrael you never heard of. We've heard of some names, and there are a good few names we've heard of. You know, many people who were luminaries who wrote it and call it Torah Kula and lived with mysterious nefesh to do that. And that's just in the realm of people who wrote books. A tremendous, tremendous wealth of greatness, a lot of which we're totally oblivious to. There are tzaddikim who are respected and well known, and there are many who aren't. V'tamo shel davar hu shezeh hatachlis shelo hu shegad lusi yisparsa. If we had to try to explain in Hashem's world why it worked out that way, we could suggest, because Hashem said this one, for his purpose in life to be fulfilled, he had to be famous. There's some people that they're leaders, they have influence. It's hard to have influence if people don't know you. So here Hashem decided this one should be famous. This one, the main thing is that he should be totally hidden. It's so fascinating how the Bali Musar worked so hard to hide themselves, and to a large degree were successful, but we still know who they are. Many of them. But that's not how the greatness of a person is measured, how famous he is. Is Hashem going to measure a person? Let's see, how do you rank? Let's look at how many times your picture was in the newspaper. A person is measured how much did he serve Hashem per his abilities. Even though it's very important to hold ourselves in esteem, commotion of ours, we'll explain. This is what you all were saying. It has to be built from the inside, not from the outside. If it's built from the outside, just from the situation of how much honor we get, with the social media, the articles and studies about this, how damaging it is, how young people feel respected by how many clicks they get and how many likes and friends, and it's so empty. It's an addiction to absolute vanity. Nothing, there's nothing there. It's terrible. But that's an extreme. Then we're dependent. It's like a dependence. It's an addiction to other people's kavod. A person who runs after kavod, this is a simon, this is an indicator that he doesn't have proper respect for himself. Why do I have such a need for the other person to be machabed me? There must be something lacking. A truly great person feels greatness, not in an arrogant sense, but just in a sense of self-worth. I'm created by Hashem, the height of the universe as a human being, and a yid has such a special role therein, and I'm working at doing what's worthy and good. What do I need him to clap for me for? Shemakir chashivus atzmo, if he recognizes the importance of himself, lamu tzarech laskamas acherim, what does he need other people's approbation for? This is really the depth of Chazal. But Mashamar, the Mishnah beginning of the fourth parak of Avos, says, who is honored, one who honors people. Shemisha be'etzem mechubud, a person who truly is honorable, yochel verotze lachabed acher. So this is a very beautiful insight. He is able and wants to honor others. Avo misha einu batuach ba'atzmo, but a person who is not secure in himself. It's hard for him to honor someone else. Ulamashal, for example, kulanu yicholim l'shabech yiladim shikarim yafim. We're all able to praise a young child who reads well. You have a little kid, and you figured out cat, dog, hat, snap. So you read so nicely. Nobody has a problem complimenting this child. Shabuzen ulo chaserim, because we're all clearly above that level. Aval ulay koshelanu l'shabech atzlochas chaverenu b'dvarim shikoshim etzlenu. Maybe it's hard for us to praise others in something that we struggle with ourselves. Wow, he's so great at that. He's better than me. Hard for me to, V'chein mi shemakir chashivus ha'yochel ha'chshiv ha'cherim, av mi sherofui etzlo chashivus atzmo ma'od yukshalo ha'chshiv ha'cherim. Same is true. A person who really knows his own self-worth is able to attribute worth to others. But a person that his own self-worth is shaky, it's rofui, means it's weak, he's going to have it very difficult to give, to praise others and to recognize their worth. Chazal say, "Kol uman some bal nas." Every person in any particular craft, the general rule is he has a dislike for people in the same craft because it's a competition. There's even halachas in lashon hara that way. Right? You're not supposed to praise somebody if you're talking to this competition. You're such a good... not really. If you really study it, it's not so artistic, not so this, not so that, right? But if I really have a sense of self-worth, so great, let everybody else... That's the godless you see in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's never zealous for his own cover. Other people are, right? But he says, let them all be Nevi'im. V'chein yesh anashim shekoshelam l'shmo ha'shevach shelachem. People, it's hard for them to hear the praise of others. U'mizeh atam. And it's for this reason, since they're lacking their own honor, it's hard for them to tolerate the code of others. V'dan, you should know, Shem kashalanu l'chaber acherim l'shmo ha'shevach shal acherim u'mikal malkam anam esgabram al yitzreinu bazeh. Now he's going to say, but you can do it backwards. Let's say I'm in that circumstance. A little hard for me to accept that someone else does well or is impressive. But if I can overcome my yetzer, and it's okay. You're right. It's great. Say something to myself that person is great. Zevada yoel l'chazek v'oratzmei. It'll help with my own self-esteem. Shachitzamios ma'oreros esapnimios. Because of this recurring concept we have from the Sefer HaChinuch and from the Mesilas Yesharim, that the externals affect the internals, or an action can affect the way you feel. I don't really feel kind, but if I do acts of kindness, it can eventually make me kind. I don't feel like praising others because I feel low self-esteem. But if I train myself, praise others, it's okay. That person can be great, and it's Steinberg, it doesn't affect you. You are who you are regardless. If you keep talking that way, eventually you feel that way also, and you're not on such shaky footing about yourself. V'dan, you should know, Misha kol chayev tarid b'radifas hakavod, a person whose whole life is caught up with the pursuit of honor, la'olam yiyah chasu lo midas kvod atzmi, he'll always be lacking the inner kavod, kavod of self. Sheba omak libo makir shekol hakavod eino edus ne'amana mashahu adam. This is so true. He spends his whole life trying to put something on the outside, and the inside is starving. Because in the depths of his heart, even though he's pursuing this full set thing, so when you pursue something, you must believe in it, but deep down he realizes that the standing ovation doesn't make me any greater. So he's not really working on where the covet really comes from.
But that in itself is progress. If he feels that the standing ovation isn't worth anything, then he'll work on himself.
Right. Yeah, what he was saying is that deep down he feels it, but doesn't yet feel it enough to really let it register and work based on it. You're right. If you come to that recognition, that is progress. I think what Rav Kestenbaum is saying is that he senses it deep down, but he still acts as if he doesn't realize it, and that's a problem. Yeah. Ein refula makasa atshiyaska livnos atzma bibifnim. And there's no remedy for his illness or for his wound until he starts to build himself on the inside. L'hakir chashivuso ha'amiti, to recognize his true value, oz ruffalo, then there'll be healing for him. Next section.
I understand this with adults, but like, what about kids? Like, they're not, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it takes a long time. I don't think, this is not a binary media, like, either you get it or you don't.
Right.
I think it happens in...
It goes gradually?
Gradually, yeah. And a person can have some of it and then have lapses where he's not that way. I think, you know, we see this with youth a lot. What'd you do that for? You needed him to think you're funny, so you did this thing that, you know, and we read, and yeah, you're right. They waver a little bit, but we guide them in the right direction. Yeah. You know, youth really need the esteem of their friends. We try to teach them to be strong. All this stuff about bullying and about doing what you believe is right and not doing things just to impress people. It's not a one-time schmooze. It's a development.
It seems to me like the ichor of being successful in this is to recognize that we're really just, like, we're neshamos. We're not, like, this, you know, clothing of, goof. And so I guess the question is, how do we get in touch with that piece so that we're really working from the right spot as opposed to the externalities?
Yeah, you're even saying it at a deeper level. The kavod, deep down, I don't even know if he's going to get into this or not. I imagine he will, but yearning for kavod comes from a very good place. Each human being has a sense that we're very, very great. I'm supposed to be very, very great. Animals don't feel that. A human being does because the soul is very great. It can be misplaced. Like we learn this in the Geshe Chaim a lot. A lot of the yearnings people have, they're sensing something true, but they're pursuing it the wrong way. So, yeah, how do we get in touch with whether the neshama is called kavod? So, exactly, how do you get in touch with your neshama? So, I mean, I think he's going to elaborate, but that's exactly right. At a deep level, it's the true greatness, which is eternal greatness, which is spiritual greatness. Neshama certainly doesn't care if the guy next to me is clapping for me or not, like that. Right? So, let's see. V'achshav nifnel inyan shel kavod atzmi. So, now let's turn our attention to the subject of self honor. We already explained it's an inner thing that we have to, I'm going to use his word, machshiv. To be machshiv means to give chashivas, to give prominence or significance to ourselves, and not to be dependent on the covet of others. Some people don't recognize their self-worth. And they think that's humility. There are people who have low self-esteem, and they think that that's humility. So we'll ask them, Ha'im kal lahem lishal she'lasan l'misha katan mehem. Is it easy for them to ask a question for somebody who's smaller than you? In whatever area, I'm supposed to be more knowledgeable, I'm supposed to be smarter, whatever it is, in an area where each person for his own and his or her own life, where is there something where there's somebody who should be considered lesser than me? Am I able to ask that person a question? Or lahodos kasheinim yodim, are they able to answer, admit when they don't know, and it's something they should know? Or kasheim toam, when they make a mistake? Those are signs of humility. See, a person who he is very concerned for his own kavod, he's just insecure. I really do want my own honor, but I'm insecure. That's not humility. A person who recognizes his greatness in a true sense, knows his value in the world. It's lo kalma ora dvarim hanal. By him, such things are very easy. Anav amiti who misha kol chayev pnuim lavodas Hashem. This already gets to what he was saying. A true anav is somebody that his whole life is focused on avodas Hashem. V'lo lavodas atzmo lias l'mal mechaver. But not about working on himself being higher than other people. B'davka hu yochel lahakir chashivus acherim. He specifically is able to recognize the greatness of other people. Since his life is not full of competition, ladas mi gadol mi, to know who's greater than whom. Ela lavod Hashem be'emes, but just to serve Hashem in truth. Chazal horu lano lahachshiv atzmeinu. Chazal taught us to give chashivas to ourselves. Mash amru, when they said, kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar b'shvili nivra olam. Every person is supposed to say, the whole world is created for me. Could there be a more self-choshuv statement than the world was created for me? Ve'en chashivas gedol mizeh. Ve'nira de kavanos chazal hi shekol echad ve'echad yesh lo tafkid miyuchad ba'olam. It appears that what our sages meant is that each person has a unique role. Ve'en mishiyachal amalos mekom. There's no other person. God doesn't make mistakes. He creates each person different. Each person has a role in the universe. Some might be a role that will become well known, some are a role that may only be known to the person himself or herself, but there's something there. The world was created for you. And this is a response, this is a strong rebuke to somebody who just copies his friends. Machaka is in Yiddish, you say nachmachen. Are you copying the other guy? Shein ze nachem. That's not right. Ela rakish lilmo b'masei chaveiro. He should learn from other people's actions. But sometimes they see somebody and they just want to be like him. I want to seem like him. The great Bali Musar emphasized being one's own self. In fact, the story is recorded. I don't understand it fully because we're talking at a deep level. But when Rabbi Ruchem Levovitz, the great Mira Mashkiach, visited the altar of Slobodka, the altar was yelling at him for a week that he was too, I guess, charismatic and forceful, and that therefore his students were becoming like miniature him. They were like mini Rabbi Ruchems, and he wasn't allowing them each to develop into what they were supposed to be. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told over that they heard the altar of Slobodka yelling at Rabbi Ruchem about this. And I believe Rabbi Ruchem knew that lesson and learned that lesson very well, because he really did make Talmidim who were very different. They were all very enthralled by him, but they all came out different because they all had different characteristics. So it's not just about copying. You don't have to be him to be great. You have to be yourself. If he's a person who rose up to his potential very well, so I can follow in his footsteps and rise to my potential very well, but I don't have to copy and speak like him, act, it doesn't have to be imitation. This is also a response to somebody who's pained. This happens a lot. A person feels I'm a loser, I'm a nothing, I don't have the same kind of talents as somebody else. If only I had talents like that person, but I don't have it. So I'm my life is worthless. That's total false. That's like saying Hashem created me wrong. She'ain tachlis seina ba'olam letzdayin v'davar echad sheshava l'kulam. Our tachlis, our purpose in the world is not to excel. Letzdayin is from the word like excellence. To excel in one thing that they're all the same in. Ela kol echad v'echad hu olam mali b'fnei atzmo. Each person is a whole world unto himself. As Chazal say, k'mo she'amru sham, kol ha'abi nefesh achas mi'yisrael ma'alav l'kasuk ilu ibed olam mali. A person destroys one soul like it destroyed a whole world. Because that person was a universe. Anybody who sustains, who gives vitality to one soul in the world, it's as if he sustained the whole world. The purpose of every person in the world is to fix his world. Mesaprim, they tell a story, Shepam bo ha-gon Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer Zatzal, and Nikra Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, l'rabo ha-gon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal. Tell a story that one time Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, remember Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had three students, he had a lot, but he had three main students, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, and Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam. The truth is this story, I think it's actually a mistake, this story is recorded by Bali Musa as having taken place with Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, one of the three, well, not Rabbi Yitzchak. The Shmuzin from Rabbi Rucham Levavitz, this story is recorded, it says there, Rabbi Naftali, so he came to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I believe it was on Purim. The Omar, and he said, Ilu hayali hamoach shel Shagas Aryeh. Oh, if I had the brain of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh was a gon adir. He was an achron, he was like a rishon. V'halev shel yisod v'shor shavode. Yisod v'shor shavode is one of the great Musa Sfarim. From like the early 1800s. V'amidos shelcha. And the midos of, he's talking about Yisrael Salanter, Hayisi Adam Mashal, oh, then I would be a real Shalim. Like, basically, I don't have it. You people have tremendous greatness. V'heshiv lo v'Yisrael Zatzal, b'moach shalcha, b'leiv shalcha, b'midos shalcha. With your head, with your heart, with your midos. Each person is supposed to be what he's supposed to be with the kochos that are given to him. To work on them, to develop them, but he doesn't need someone else's mind, someone else's talent, someone else's potential. Chazal diktaku b'lashonim lomar. Chazal were medaktik in their words to say, Chayev adam lomar b'shvili nivra olam. That a person is obligated. They didn't say, it's nice. They said, you're obligated. She said, Machayev no ravurin. This is an awesome responsibility. Kol echa chayev l'hashlim olamo. Every person is obligated to complete his world. V'im lav, and if not, chas v'shon harei nevar olamu l'olmei olamim. If he had potential, had things he was supposed to work on and left them dormant, didn't work on them, it can't be rebuilt. The playing time, the game time is only so long. V'lochein ha'achrayis shalanu atzuma. Therefore, our responsibility is mighty. U'mizeh gam yesh l'hakir chashivu sen. And that's why we have to recognize our greatness. It's not just a nice milo. You know, it'd be nice if I had self-esteem. Sharei l'masha, for example. That's true enough. But the President of the United States is considered from the important people in the world. Why? Who's considered prominent? Let's take in the secular world, in the world we live, the way most of the world views it. Who's considered prominent? Somebody whose actions affect a lot. Right? What he says about Syria, what he, you know, what the... The attitude he expresses can affect a lot of people. Even a small action of his, right? Some of those just symbolic things that heads of states have done. A slight insult to this one, showing some cover to that one. It affects the relationships of countries, which can affect peace, can affect people's lives, wars ultimately. So that's how in the world they define greatness. Well, guess what? We're like that. V'cheinanu kol echad mi'itanin nasihu. Every one of us is a president. Lo rak al medina achas el al olam mali, over a whole world. V'chol maisa shalanu osa roshim gadol ben l'tov ben l'ra. Every action of ours makes a tremendous impression, whether for good or for bad. If you study the writings of Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, he talks about what happens in the spiritual realm by every mitzvah, and by every aveira, by every thought. That's what we're supposed to think and recognize. Kol mitzvah bona olamos. Every mitzvah builds worlds. Vayidea mitzvahs nivroim malachim tovim. And by way of mitzvahs, good malachim are created. Ulehepech chas v'sham. The same is true on the negative side, God forbid. Ukeshem shahanasi enu rashai l'shkoach makoma ba'olam. And just like a president is not allowed to forget his place, it's recklessly irresponsible if a person whose words and actions can influence thousands of people to forget who he is. In every moment, he's supposed to at least recognize the significance of his actions. So we are presidents of worlds. And we shouldn't forget even for a moment our importance and the importance of our actions. The person who always remembers the importance of his actions. He will not fall into the despondence, the yish, which is giving up, which flows from or stems from the feeling that my actions don't matter. Like there's nothing worse than feeling that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I did today. If I do try hard, I don't try hard, I do act, I don't act, that leads to yish. Sharei tomid humakir shepoel dvarim gedolim. He has to always recognize that he is affecting great things. Maven, a person who's understanding Yira, will see Shirov Bachar Yisrael Shazu Derech HaTorah. Most Bachrim have left the way of Torah. Hayachasu Lahem Kavod Atzmi. They were lacking some honor for self. Misha Margish Chashivuso Misnag Ba'ofen Machubad. A person who feels his importance conducts himself in an honorable way. And doesn't want to fall into the web of tumah that lowers the esteem of a person. A person is willing to do lowly things because he doesn't feel like he's debasing anything. If he feels like he's honorable, he doesn't want to sink down like that. Moshal Yodua, it's a well-known Moshal of Ben Melech, she'inu rotza l'sachik betit kemo she'ar yeladim. He's a prince and he doesn't want to play in the mud like the other kids. Even though he knows it's fun to throw mud around. But he doesn't want to lower his esteem. Similarly, one who recognizes and feels his greatness. He's a son of the King of Kings. He doesn't want to conduct himself like a simpleton, like a plebeian. What a person is lacking, self-covered. Since he doesn't feel his covered, very difficult for him to find the strength and the will to overcome the desire of the world. Immediate gratification is what's important to him because he doesn't really have a sense of self. Therefore, it's a great obligation to inculcate, to lay roots within our heart, ubelev kol beis Yisrael, and in the heart of all of Klal Yisrael. Godel ha-chashivus shel kol Yehudi, the greatness of the prominence of every Yid. That was what Slabodka Musar was. Slabodka Musar was known as godless Adam, the greatness of man. Yisrael Salanti used to talk about it. The pasuk Adam bi'akar v'lo yavin, a person stands in glory and he doesn't realize it. If a person realized his own greatness, he'd be a different person. The Vardak had a whole other approach, which was on the flip side, the risk of taking the cover too far, so they would like shoot people down. But I don't think that's not the approach we need today. Our world does suffer a lot from lack of self-esteem. It's machlokas among some of the great thinkers to what degree that's the problem or one of the problems. Professor Abraham J. Tversky holds that it's a fundamental problem. Others hold it's one of numerous, but it's not the whole. But the case can be made that a lot of the problems come from a lack of self-esteem. And the next section he talks about Yush. Maybe we'll just start a little bit here. Umisha mis yayish machmas averush us, a person who gives up because of sins that he did. Einzel atas hayetzer. That's not coming from Yetzer Tov, that's the Yetzer Hara. It's the counsel of Yetzer Hara. Bachlalo shayach l'inishal tshuva. It's nothing to do with tshuva. If my averus make me feel despondent, that's not tshuva. V'teda shor yadu etzlenu shayish garam l'ma'et b'avodas Hashem v'lo l'harbos. What's the proof? Because despondence makes us do less in the service of Hashem, not more. That's the litmus paper test if something is a good midah or not, or a good feeling or not. If, if there's humility that makes me want to serve Hashem more, that's good humility. If there's what I think is humility, but it's making me want to serve Hashem less, it's no good. At the core of it, it's that feeling of giving up is not coming from a pain that he wants to serve Hashem more, because if it was, then he would serve Hashem more. If he has a negative feeling because of past actions, and it's a negative feeling that cripples him, then what it really just is low self-esteem. It's just a feeling low about himself. It's not tshuva. He knows a person's greatness is dependent on his spirituality, and he's lacking. So he feels, I'm not worth anything. And that kind of yish is like any yish, any giving up of hope, any despondence. Low self-esteem is low self-esteem. It happens to be if his what he holds in high esteem is spirituality, and now he has low self-esteem because he feels low about that. That's it's good. It's good he recognizes where esteem is, but it's still not good that instead of being actuated to do better, he just holds himself in low self-esteem. So yish is yish. Giving up is giving up, and there's no place for it in the service of Hashem. And this is very important. Sometimes people can read Musa Svarim, and it's so intense, it makes us feel bad about ourselves. The way to test, if something makes me feel bad about myself, and it doesn't lead to anything positive, then it's not a good, that's just low self-esteem. If I feel bad and it compels me to do better, then that's the type of negative feeling that is part of tshuva, and that will continue with Mitzvah Shem next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.